analysts predict National Optimism Day will be a miserable failure. 3rd of May, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Autumnville Hickron. Professors at Autumnville University, really god-awful place to study, recently released a press statement saying that Hickron's, no, we haven't heard of it either, annual Optimism Day would be a terrible, miserable, dismal, and utter failure. Hickron president, dictator, and all-around asshole Joe Mob, unknown, officially instated the holiday because he felt that, quote, the average Hickronian were to be presented with a full glass, they would think it were an optical illusion, unquote. He wasn't surprised when the decision met with a lot of criticism. Hickron has long been regarded by international tourists as the place to visit if you'd like to leave with a few scars on your wrists. It's been said that there's an eerie gloom that hangs around the country that could be a psychological bond that exists between each and every member of the population, but as they believe it is probably just pollution. Quote, I can't believe they believe that we could believe that they actually believe we can be happy. The whole thing is obviously a charade, unquote. That was the feeling of Peter Stutter, 24. People generally believe he should shut the fuck up. However, Peter's opinion on the matter is shared by many a citizen. Quote, how the hell am I supposed to put on a smiling face when back at home I've got two mouths to feed, unquote, asks Mary Lisbon, 10. Quote, you know, to be honest, sometimes I wish I'd never got those goddamned hamsters. They're costing me all my pocket money. That Kibbles, he sure knows how to stuff that fucking mouth of his, unquote. Dan Heston, 24, who works in a razor blade factory, thinks that National Optimism Day could make him lose his job. Quote, if sales drop even by a fraction, I'll end up on the street. I'll probably get raped and die of VD, too, unquote. As he said this to fellow employees, they joined in and began to chant, quote, down with optimism, unquote. This lasted for about 10 seconds when one of the workers said out loud, quote, hey guys, who the hell are we kidding? We'll never be able to accomplish anything, unquote. Afterwards, the cries died down and several sighs could be heard. With no specific details about what National Optimism Day actually entails have been released as of yet, everyone in Hickron has come to the consensus that it simply can't be good. It is also the first step at pessimism that President Mob took. Earlier this year, he banned the selling of any Leonard Cohen records and ordered them to be burnt to the ground. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.